The latest export data from USDA showed U.S. beef exports to Taiwan and South Korea set new records in August. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details in this USMEF report.
Taiwan has been a very strong market for U.S. beef for several years now with a lot of momentum. In August, we exported a record 7,400 metric tons approximately. We're seeing a tremendous food service recovery, and quite frankly, Taiwan might have been one of the least impacted markets due to COVID. They did have an impact, but it was a very short-term impact back early this year. So we're seeing food service not only back to normal in Taiwan, but probably exceeding where we were pre-COVID. And of course, retail continues to grow in Taiwan as well, and U.S. beef dominates the chilled import market share with excess of 80% share, and so that's been a real positive for the U.S. industry. The next market that's particularly impressive was Korea, with exports of 27,000 metric tons at $183 million, both all-time records. The environment's been more challenging in Korea, though. COVID-19 impacts have been volatile. We saw impact back early spring, and then in April and May, we saw them coming out of it, and now late summer, early fall, gone back into it. So it's been a little bit unpredictable. But that being said, we are still seeing a rebound in food service overall. We were hoping it would be quicker, but it is starting to come around. But meanwhile, the real success story in Korea has been the retail environment, and the online digital platform business is absolutely booming, and U.S. beef has been well positioned to take advantage of that. The other thing that's impacting Asia in general, but specifically Korea, is Australia's slaughter numbers are down, and the availability for export is also down significantly. This is providing us with an opportunity to really displace some of the Aussie share to the benefit of U.S. beef.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.